everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I am Jake.
And today we are watching episode 360, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 22, The Chosen Path.
It aired September 16th. Nope, lies. Lied to you. September 23rd, the year 2000, written by John Fletcher and Jackie Marchand.
Who's John Fletcher?
We've seen the name before, but I think Judd needed a minute to himself, because this is the only episode that he didn't do in this huge stretch.
Power Rangers is going to kill me if I don't take a day off.
Look, I've been there. Directed by Worth Keeter. He back.
Oh, good.
The Keat's back, and there's going to be trouble. Hey, nah, hey, nah.
Your boy, Big Keat.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you're on Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Lightspeed Rescue rules. Also, this is episode 360 No Scope, so now's the best time to jump on.
Power Rangers 360 says, I just whooped your ass.
We already did a lot of Steve Austin jokes during 316.
I don't know why I did that for 360.
You're close, but you're also 44 episodes off.
Well, look. Xbox, right?
Hey, Xbox.
Rescue ready.
And we're back, and we just watched The Chosen Path.
What a roller coaster ride.
Was it? Boy, was it.
Good job, Josh.
It's fine. Everything's fine. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is JakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitch. Well, we're kind of on Google. Sometimes we're on Google Play.
If they'll have us.
When Google Play deigns to put us up, we are on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbaby. We're on Podnight. We're on Pod...
Podnoise.
Podnoise. Podtoit. Pod Jackalope. That's the best place to get speedy podcasts.
But it's only the black tapes.
It's only the black tapes. Sorry. At least it's not rabbits. It could be. You'd think, because Jackalope is mostly a rabbit, that it would just be rabbits again. But no, this was all about the black tapes. Anyway, you can leave us a rating review in all those places. You can also leave the black tapes a rating review if you feel like it. Just mainly review us if you want. And we'd really appreciate that. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some new stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jelly Fudge from Beverly Hills episodes. And other cool, great stuff. Early episodes of this show, usually, more often than not.
If you want to put your headlamp on and get your pickaxe out, you could do a deep dive and find the Discord in there.
Yeah, Discord link is in there. We got a couple new Discord people nice. On the Discord.
Thank you for I'm not on the Discord. I never go on. But thank you for digging through all that to find it.
Yeah, I'll make it more findable sooner or later. But we want you to... Not only do we want you to pay for it, you gotta earn it too, I guess. And that's mostly on us. Anyway, so today is the last episode that we're only doing 1 week of. Next week we'll be back to two. So we're gonna do some emails on a Monday.
All right.
And I think we... I don't know if we did this email or if I just read it and was done. So we might do this email again if you don't remember.
All right.
It's from Anne. I don't think we did this one.
I don't think so.
So this email is from Anne. Here's the title. Joel, no, why can't your thing just be airplanes and not being gross? That's a really good question, Anne. I do love that every other ranger is there to dunk on Joel constantly. That said, his continued creeping has me increasingly concerned that we'll get one Joel scene that's supposed to redeem him to Dr. Fairweather, and then there'll be a couple, which is gross. Yes.
Yes.
I am constantly worried that there'll be one thing where he's like, hey, I got you flowers again. It's like, well, this time I love you.
Yeah, I feel like we have voiced this worry on the show of just he's going to end up with her at the end.
It's going to be bad.
And I hate even the notion of that. Hopefully it ends with her dunking on him one last time.
That'd be great.
We'll have to wait and see.
Only time will tell. She goes on to say, please send help. Also, if this does happen, feel free to lie about it. Maybe pretend that Nancy's come back for her important space business trip. P.S. Hope vacation is going great. It is. I got sick. between the time you sent this and now, as you probably all heard from the last episode, where I'm a big old balloon head, and I am mostly better. I got the lingering phantasmal coughs that I always get, so that's super great. Love those. Can't wait to have those for the next 6 months. And my nose is a little stuffy. It's not like I can breathe out of it the same amount, but it feels like there's like a pinch up here.
My nose has been stuffy since my sinus infection back in October. So
yeah, that sucked. That was a bad time for both of us.
Yeah.
We both got poisoned. So some evil germ demon tried to murder us both back in October. We barely survived. So thank you for the email, Anne. I'm just really worried that there's going to be like something's about to happen to Dr. Fairweather, and he'll like jump in the way, and then she'll be like, that's enough. That's all it took, I guess. And I'm really, really hoping that's not the case.
What a message to send.
Right? Just like, oh, hey, don't worry. Just keep being gross, but then one time you'll be fine. So we got no new patrons. We got no new tweets or anything we need to talk about. So
cool.
There is one thing I forgot and I just remembered. So, you know Bat in the Sun?
I do, yes.
Have you seen the new Bat in the Sun?
I've seen exactly 2 Bat in the Suns. I've seen the Green Ranger. Maybe it was the White Ranger. No, it was the Green Ranger versus Ryu from Street Fighter.
Yep.
And I've seen, I believe, the White Ranger. Someone fought Casey Jones, played by Johnny Mundo.
That sounds rad. I think that was the White Ranger. Anyway, so you're from everyone who's not familiar with Bat in the Sun. It's this guy. I think it's his production house. This one dude's like production house, and he does a lot of like videos that are like, oh, there's one person fighting this other person, and like a lot of stuff like that. Like
it's good choreographed. It's well produced. Yeah,
the effects are always good. They spend the money. It's not like cheap looking or anything. It's just, for me anyway, very stupid, because I don't care who would win between the Green Ranger and Ryu, because they're never going to meet ever. It doesn't make sense.
Well, they will meet on a bat in the sun.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the new one, the new Bat in the Sun that I saw the trailer for, is a team up between Ryu and Chun-Li, and JDF looking a little old now, and that's right, the Yellow Megaforce Ranger.
The Yellow Megaforce Ranger?
Ciara, Hannah.
They couldn't get Amy Jo was like, I'm not touching that.
No.
And Catherine Sutherland was like,
No, they just pulled whoever's just, I guess, needs something to do. Do you know why they're teaming up?
That's Gia, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce the actress's name. It's like Ciara Hanna or Ciara Hanna. It's not Ciara.
Yeah,
That's not a real person's name, I don't think. So they're teaming up because
they want to fight Ryu and Chun-Li.
No. They're all teaming up.
Oh, they're
It's a four-way team up.
Oh, those four are a team. It's not a tag team match. Yeah,
they start off for like a second with Tommy and Ryu fighting, and then Gia and Chun-Li fighting for like a second, right? And they're like, no, we're here for a reason. And that reason is that M. Bison is going to be a Power Ranger villain, I guess. He's trying to get power on the moon, maybe? I don't remember exactly.
So the four of them are fighting M. Bison?
They all team up to fight M. Bison.
Or Balrog, depending on your region.
Was M. Bison called Balrog?
Yeah. Yeah, Balrog.
You'd think they'd call the green boy Balrog.
No, that's Blanca.
He's not white at all.
Balrog, M. Bison, and I think Vega all are like shifted one to the left in America.
Oh, that's wrong. anyway, it's regular M. Bison. It is not Raul Julia, because he's passed away a long time ago.
That would have friggin' ruled if it could have been, though.
Yeah, I think actually he died right after filming that movie. I think that movie might have killed him because of how not great it was, but how much he put into it. Anyway, not here to cast aspersions on the Street Fighter movie. What I am here to say is that apparently M. Bison's such a big deal that Tommy needs to get Chun-Li and Ryu and Gia to fight him. Now, This, I hate crossovers. This is well established. This is not news to anybody. It's not a thing I like or enjoy or ever want to see.
Speaking of, there's one other big crossover thing.
Ryu's going to be in Legacy War.
He's in Legacy War, and he can morph into a Ryu Ranger.
I think this little short is for that. Because it's called like Power Rangers Legacy something or other.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly, but I think it's a tie-in to Ryu being in Legacy Wars, the video game that I have no idea why anyone would want to play it. but I think it's stupid, and if you like it, that's cool. Like, I'm not going to yuck anyone's yums, but I just hate a crossover. I did get for real chills when Tommy said it's morphin' time, though. So I guess maybe I'll check it out, because I, for as much crap as I have given and will continue to give Jason David Frank for the rest of my time here on this earth, I don't think anybody morphin' time is better than him, except maybe Catherine Sutherland.
Jason, if he puts his all into
it. If he's into it, but yeah.
But he's not consistent.
But like, it was, oh dang, that's Tommy doing it. It's morphin' time, but he's an old man now.
To fight M. Bison.
And some putties, probably. Who knows?
A dude in like a red sailor outfit.
And this, the guy that got to play M. Bison is like if Dave Bautista was taller. Like, he's like a wide man. And he chokeslams Gia at one point. That's all I really remember. Anyway, so that's the news. That's what's up with Power Rangers. Just want to let everybody know that Tommy saying it's morphin' time will always kind of get me, I guess. So that's pretty cool.
That's fair.
Also, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but the YouTube channel FilmJoy just put out a episode of their show, Deep Dive, on the Power Rangers movie, the 2017 movie, and they loved it because they don't sit in Power Rangers 4 days a week like I do.
Right, right.
And it makes me really want to watch it again without any expectations. Like, there's some dumb stuff that I'm not going to be able to get past, but like, I think I was putting a little too much of what I wanted it to be into it, and I didn't give it as much of a fair shake as I should have. But I'm pretty excited to watch that again, maybe this weekend. So
nice.
It's a really good show. It's a really good episode. So check that out. Do you want to talk about this episode?
Speaking of fights,
Hoo Boy. So we start off at the Evil Palace, which is, I guess, at the North Pole.
This is the Evil Last Supper.
Yep.
There's a bunch of baddies dressed like waiters.
Yep.
They have like nice little vests on.
Monsters are eating rats.
They're all on the same side of the table.
Yeah, they're all facing, I think they're facing Bansheera, which makes it weirder, I think. She's like, oh, I can't eat. Or she's like, hey, you, one baddie, feed me that rat.
And there's just like, they say rats, but there's mice crawling around on the table.
Yeah, they just like,
I feel bad because, like, I don't know, mice are kind of cute.
They are.
I don't want them to just eat a mice.
Well, they are, and they're just like slurping them down like a cartoon Tex Avery and then throwing the bones on platters. Bring me more rat. And
another.
So Bendel Kirk Crumbum is like, this dinner rules. And he grabs one of the rats and he starts shaking it. And they're like, and Viper's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I like them when they're agitated. They taste better. It's like, quit riling up your rats. And then Olympias has the best line of maybe Lightspeed Rescue so far, where he looks at him and goes, you are disgusting and useless.
You're gross and I hate you.
And the reason I like this so much is that he is disgusting, but he's not currently being useless.
Right.
He just wanted to remind him that he sucks.
And also, all of you are eating rats. You're all gross.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's having a bubba. Because he's still a baby, sort of.
Give him a binky.
He was a teen now, so he's eating Go-Gurt.
Right. Right, but he was a teen so fast.
Right.
He had no time to wean off his binky.
So, Bumblesmith... I don't know what... Blargenbarf is like, fine, I'll do a monster. And he just like waves his hand. And I think it's supposed to be him throwing a card.
Yeah, because Olympias is like, none of your monsters have beaten the Power Rangers, you loser. It's like, none of any of your monsters have.
None of them have. Or else the show would be over, probably, I think. So he does a wave or a throw or whatever. And a monster comes out and it's Cycloptor. And I feel like this is the third or fourth Cycloptor.
I know there's Cyclopsis.
That's the big one.
I can't think of any.
I feel like
others.
There have been at least one or two other Cyclopters, and they just keep forgetting because it's such an easy name.
Well, this one is 0% helicopter, so I'm a little disappointed.
Right. Mostly
Cyclops. He doesn't have,
Cyclops.
Like, rotator blade arms.
He is also a professional wrestler.
He's a champion.
Slash champion, which is rad. He starts throwing some baddies around. I don't know what he says. He's like, is anyone good enough to fight me? And and Bumbleman's like, hey, I know who you can fight. And then we cut to the Power Rangers.
You know what's weird? This is just dawning on me. Is they summon these monsters with their Yu-Gi-Oh cards, right?
Yes.
Are these monsters pulled from somewhere or just created? Because the way Cycloptor is talking is that he has been fighting for eons, only the greatest
somewhere
warriors.
Else, and he was just summoned here.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Or is it just like the flavor text on the card is all of the memories that he has?
I want that one to be true. Because that means that they make a Yu-Gi-Oh card, and then they are like, all right, we got 3 seconds to write some backstory on
he
here.
He only fights the strongest warriors.
All right, toss it in. I'm a demon. I'm Thunder Ron. And they didn't put anything on his flavor text, so he's just Thunder Ron. That's
oh,
it.
Thunder Ron. The swan song of Thunder Ron.
On the other guy, Fulcar, they're like, stripper? Question mark? Pole dancer? Question mark? And they threw it in, and he's like, that's all I have, I think. I'm unsure because of the question marks. So we cut to the Power Rangers, and they are doing some training by a river. First thing we see is Dana carrying a corpse. It's not real. It's a dummy,
no,
but I couldn't think of the
tell,
word dummy.
Because it starts on a far shot. You can tell that arm is flopping in the wrong direction.
It's flopping. Also, if it was a real person, they naked. So
they would also be naked.
Probably a weird choice for a kid show.
Probably a bigger hint than to squint and see what direction the arm's flopping
yeah,
in.
Yeah, the arm like is... Like, it's awkwardly bent, like they, like the elbow joint is, like, perfectly stitched flat, so yeah. It just, like, waggles on the, there. It's pretty bad. But then we see, like, oh, it's fake. They do some training. They get it onto a stretcher, and they load the stretcher up. They're like, yeah, great training.
And Joel is backpacking, I guess. He's, like, just running through the woods fast.
I guess. I don't. Him and Carter, he said something to Carter, like, hey, what a great workout. And
yeah,
Carter's
and
like,
then,
yeah.
And Kelsey and Chad are just hanging out on like a rock climbing line.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that. Like a pulley system.
A belay line.
Yeah. They're just chilling.
Yeah.
I like that they're just buds. I like that
Me
Chad
too.
And Kelsey hang out.
Yeah. They wrap up, they get all their gear and they're putting stuff in and just
Carter's not training. He's just timing everybody.
I think at one point he was training because I think he did help carry the stretcher.
Oh,
wait,
maybe.
So maybe like this is like the last run and they're all coming back together. But Chad, this is when the episode just is like, hey, this episode's going to get weird. I hope everyone's cool with that. They're in the middle of nowhere. They're in the woods by the river. And this old man comes up behind them and he's like this old Japanese man. He is dressed like a martial arts teacher. And you would think that he's come here to, like, train or meditate or something in this, like, nice peaceful spot, but there's, like, a bunch of, yeah, 20-somethings here. No, he just came here to neg Chad.
Chad, you suck.
He's like, hey, Chad, I hate you. And he's like, sensei, because it's his old sensei. I forget his name. It's like Toshihiro.
It's like Tomihiro or something like that.
Something like that. I just haven't written down a sensei in it because they say his name twice, I think. So he's like, oh, sensei, what are you doing here? And he doesn't say what he's here. He's like, I trained you, and now you suck because you're a Power Ranger.
He literally says, I laid out a very specific path for you, and you went and you were a Power Ranger, you loser.
And he's like, well, sensei,
I'm so ashamed that you have become a Power Ranger.
And saved the world constantly. And he's like, well, sensei, I had to choose my own path. And he goes, well, you chose wrong.
You didn't choose my path.
My path is the right one, you idiot. And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back from the theme song, I don't remember where this is. I think this is at the base. Chad and Kelsey are talking. I think they're just getting back. And Chad and Kelsey are talking. And he feels bad that he's disappointed his sensei. And Kelsey's like, He seems like a dick, though.
Yeah, he's an ass.
So, like, don't worry about it. And he's like, yeah, but I let him down. And he's just mad that I'm a Power Ranger. And before Kelsey could be like, that's dumb, right?
Did you just hear the words you said?
You heard what you said. Carter beeps him and was like, hey, there's trouble at the dojo, obviously. Because there's a karate man in this episode. So there's going to be a dojo. There's a karate man, and there's a champion who wants to fight. It's going to be a dojo somewhere. So we got to the dojo, and Cycloptor is attacking. At one point, he just grabs the side of the dojo and starts shaking it, and it's like earthquaking.
He's very strong. You've seen his muscles.
Yeah. Ew, his muscles are gross.
Yeah.
They're like anime muscles where you can see all the rivets in them. It's nasty. I'm not a fan.
Well, he is a monster.
I guess he's doing a good job at that. So he grabs some passerby. He's like, where are the Power Rangers? And the guy's like, points, like, they're right over there. Because the Power Rangers are coming up at this time. They're like, hey, stop it, please. And he's like, no. So then they go to fight. Now, this is maybe the best fight.
I just remember what happens when they start to fight.
So he's walking down the steps of his dojo. We cut to Sentai footage. So this is like, this is not a goofy American joke that we made. He walks down and is like, I'm going to kick your butts. And Carter shoots him.
Yeah.
Like Carter does, you know.
Yeah, he shoots him with his gun because Carter's a gun guy.
Carter likes doing a shoot. And he's shooting on him, brother. And this guy falls flat on his face.
He just planks. Like a baby who has not learned to put their hands out when they fall yet. Just
oh, I saw that happen at work the other day. Oh, this little kid he went to pick up a ball and his head just got too far ahead of his knees and he just fell and he slammed his head into the ground.
And he
sits up and he looks around like, I'm not okay, but am I okay? And then his dad comes up and he's like, I don't think I'm okay. It starts crying. Yeah. And I was like, oh, buddy, your whole forehead just hit the ground at one time.
It's crazy with kids that you have to, like, they look for you for validation if they're hurt or not.
Yeah. My parents used to trick me all the time. They'd be like, oh, you're fine. I'd be like, yeah, I guess so. And, like, my knees are bleeding. And, like, like I felt the only time I would ever be, like, I would cry or be upset is when, like, I did something that was embarrassing.
Right.
Like, one time I was in my old house back in Jaffrey. We live next to a cemetery, which is totally a cool, chill place to live. And right next to the cemetery, between our house, our property line and the cemetery, was a fence, and it was like a picket fence. And I was walking on it, you know, like an idiot. I was less than four because we moved away when I was a week after I turned four. So
sure.
I was not very old. And I fell, and my mom saw me through the kitchen window and fell, and I started screaming. And she thought I impaled myself, you know, on a picket fence that I was walking on like an idiot. So she runs out there, and she's like, oh, my God, what happened? Are you okay? And I'm just crying my eyes out. I go, I lost my shoe because my shoe got caught and fell off. I wasn't a smart baby. So
are any of us really smart babies?
No, I don't think. I was old enough to walk
on a fence,
so I had to be at least three, I think. But yeah. So anyway, kids falling over is funny, but also kind of sad. So he gets up and he's like, "Hey, you used a weapon on me. That's cheating." And Carter pulls like V Lancer, and he goes to just like light him up, and he's like, "Oh no, you can't do that." And he's like, "We're Power Rangers. Yes, we can." And he's like, "No, I challenge you to hand to hand combat."
Yeah, basically, double dog dares them, and you know you have to
that
do
is
it.
Law is playground law. And so, like, a bunch of idiot 3-year-olds walking on a picket fence, they go, "Okay," and they run up to him.
This will end well for us.
This is fine. Let's fight him on his terms.
I mean, if you shoot him once, he almost dies. Shoot him twice, he'll probably
die or at least cry or something. I don't know. And so he beats them all up hand to hand because obviously. And then he gets up. He's at the top of the stairs again. And he's like, now I'm going to kill regular people. I don't remember what he says
he's
next.
He's basically like, I beat up the Power Rangers. Nobody can defeat me.
And then the old man is there. And he's like, I can, though. I'm old man sensei. And he's like, yeah, no. But also, sensei has a little milky box. Got a little box of milk.
He does.
Got a little milk carton. Just came back from lunchtime. And he's got a straw. And he's just drinking his little milk.
And he's also got like a satchel I'm assuming with the rest of his groceries, but he got like a little milk treat at the register.
Yeah, milk is for him. Has that ever been a thing? Where you can just, like, there's just, like, a little bit of milk up by the register?
I don't think so.
Hey, here's a little box of milk just in case you need some calcium real quick.
Whenever I go grocery shopping, I get a Three Musketeers for the drive home as a little treat.
Okay.
So I'm just equating it to that. I've never seen a milk cooler. I've seen an ice cream cooler, but never a milk cooler.
90s, this is the year 2000, and we'll see why they he has
just,
it.
They probably just put a little milk in there so kids could relate. And they're like, I drink little milk every day.
I could be an old man sensei. Well, the real reason that he's drinking a little milk is because it cuts to Sentai footage, and Sentai, like, off screen, throws the milk box, and on that side, the milk box hits him.
Yeah, so there's probably a little kid.
Yeah, just some punker.
In the Sentai footage, that just beams him with a milk carton.
It's coming home from
which
third
almost
grade.
Knocks him out, because technically it's a weapon when you throw it.
And he hates those. And so then he's like, I'm going to kill you. So he charges at Sensei. He gets Uruk-ist. Sensei grabs his horn and his arm, and judo flips him over.
Down all the stairs.
And he is rolling down these stairs so fast, and it's not sped up. He is just rocketing down the stairs.
There's a cat in the footage, and so they make a little cat sound when it runs away.
Yeah. What I love about this is that now the reason his muscles are so big makes sense is because he was going to be thrown downstairs.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them.
Needs a lot of padding.
Yeah.
Because he goes all in on that stair roll.
He pops up. He's like, hey.
He's mad because he got beat by an old man.
Yeah. He's got punks. He just lost his shoe. And so he runs away. And then Chad's like, they all demorph. And the Power Rangers are gobsmacked. Joel's like, that was wild. And also, they're in their training outfits, which is not like their regular outfits, except for Kelsey, obviously, because like her regular outfit is just workout gear.
Yeah.
But Carter has his shirt tucked in to pants with a belt on it, and it's not all the way tucked in. It's tucked in, but there's like a little overhang.
He just fought a little bit, so
it's
it came
very
out.
Crisp shirt, though, so it's just like this right angle that goes into his pants.
He's very boxy.
Yeah. Like, it just looks a little dumpy. But then Chad tries to talk to his sensei, and his sensei's like, hey, I hate you. Don't talk to me.
Power Rangers are losers.
You're a big dork.
I was waiting for, like, Power Rangers killed my father or something.
Right, yeah.
There's nothing. He just hates that Chad's a Power Ranger for no reason other than he was stayed up all night laying out this path for Chad to follow, and he decided not to.
And, like, what was the path? Chad, you're going to be a big karate man like me.
And then you will teach karate.
That's like a, like, that's, being a Power Ranger is basically the same. You just can't accomplish more.
I cannot believe you chose to save people every single day instead of keep practicing karate.
So keep practicing karate and drink a little Milky Box. Better never see you drinking a little milk, I swear to God, Chad. You didn't earn that. He says something like, Chad invites him to the base. He's like, do you want to come see the base? Like, I'll give you a tour. And he's like, shut up, you're ugly and I hate you. And he walks away. And Kelsey's like, go after him. Like, what are you, like, Chad, go ahead. And Chad's like, no, because he's like mad and embarrassed. And he walks away and all the other Rangers follow him, except Kelsey, because she's Chad's friend.
Yeah.
And so she runs off. It gets a commercial break. When we come back, she runs up. Tomoshiro is what I wrote down in my notes.
Okay.
So his name is Tomoshiro. She runs up and she's like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but like Chad's the Blue Power Ranger, which is like a pretty big deal. Like he's pretty important. And he's like, but he's not a karate man. And instead of Kelsey being like, he does karate every day of his life. Like
he's been doing karate this whole time.
Constantly.
At Demon Monsters.
Saving the world. And he's like, well, it doesn't matter because he's not a karate man. And he walks away. And Kelsey does like that finger on her nose, turkey waggle, and sticks her tongue out. And he looks back at her. And she's like, oh, I gotta go.
It's gonna go.
Also, another, there was a weird tight close up on Tomoshiro when Kelsey walked up to him. She's like, hey, I need to talk to you for a second. And it cuts to just like his entire face.
Yeah, because it's like, she's like, hey, can I say something? And it's just his eyes. And he's like, yes.
I guess so. And so she runs away. Also, she gets a couple tight close-ups on her as well, and her shoulders are about as muscular as the demon champion monster. As
yeah,
Cyclops
she can take him.
I think so, probably. She's swole.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen Kelsey, but she's jacked.
She's ripped like Jesus.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty ripped.
He's the son of God. He's not going to be a little flabby. He's going to be ripped. Then we cut to later. I guess Tomoshiro is back at like his dojo. This might not have been his dojo because this new dojo is like in the woods. That one was in the city. I don't know.
Yeah, this dojo was on the way to the milk store.
Yeah, it's on between him and milk. So he's just like, it's a rival dojo, whatever. Cycloptor shows up. He's like, I want to learn from you. You're the best karate man.
He's got a gang of baddies in like karate gis.
It's pretty great.
And they're all like cowering behind him.
And he's like,
they're scared of the sensei. They're like, because he punked Cycloptor.
Yeah, and Cycloptor threw all them around. So by the transitive laws of karate, he could beat all them up too. So he's like, I changed. I'm not evil anymore. And Tomoshiro's like, you're a monster. Like, I'm not going to train you. He's like, no, I'm different. I promise. He's like, okay, I don't believe you. Then Bumblekirk shows up. And it looks to me like this is a version that of his suit, like the monster suit, that they were almost done painting.
Yeah.
Like they primed it.
They're almost done painting it, or they just decided to do some part silver on this one.
He's got like silver Super Saiyan battle armor on.
Yeah.
Like,
but when we see him later back in the demon dimension, the design looks the same. It's just not
blue.
Silver. Yeah.
It's like they messed up the armor parts and it didn't finish painting it yet. They're like, we got it primed. And they're like, whatever. Just no one will notice. Just put it on.
Well, we noticed.
We noticed.
We got you.
Yeah, Keat.
Keat and the other writer.
John Fletcher.
John. We got you, John.
John. And Worth. We're on to you. So he shows up. He's like, hey, you're kid, betray us. Ah. And then he gets kicked in the chest one time. He's like, yo, pay.
It's like a little kick. And he like falls out on his butt. It rolls onto his back. He's like, oh, you got me.
You got me. And him and all the baddies leave.
So it's like, it's obviously a ploy, but they never come back to it. They never we don't see any of the setup or payoff from the demon side.
No, which is fine because it's...
Until this point, I was convinced that this was not Chad's real sensei, that he was a monster and this whole thing was a trap for Chad.
Oh, yeah.
But no, his real sensei is just a jerk.
Yeah, who's like, all right, I'll train you, Cycloptor. And then we get like a full-on 80s training montage of Tomoshiro training Cycloptor, which is pretty great.
Yeah, it almost makes you want to root for him a little
bit. Yeah, and then it ends, and Chad is like doing a jog in the woods. He's having a jog, and he comes across Tomoshiro and Cycloptor fighting. And he's like, sensei. And he runs up. He's like, get away from him. And Tomoshiro comes out the front. He's like, no, this is my new student. He's dedicated, unlike some Chads who will remain nameless.
Chad's like, he's a monster. the sensei, whose name I'm not going to remember.
Tomoshiro
is like, no, he told me he's good. And Chad's like, are you dense?
What are you, dense? I love Chad's line read of, he's a monster. Like, come on. He's like, I'm not going to fall for it. Get back. Cyclops is like, sensei, get behind me. I will fight this idiot that you hate now. And so they fight, and Chad loses. He just gets his butt whipped. And then we cut back to the base. It's a little later, and Chad is very mad. And he's like, kind of yell talking.
He's telling Kelsey, he's like, he's just trying to make me jealous.
He's making me jealous. He's so stubborn. And Kelsey's like, it seems like both of you are pretty stubborn. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, well, your sensei is in trouble because there's a Cyclops hanging around him. And you're just mad about you because you're trying to make it about you. And he's like, oh, you're right. Oops.
Thank God I have a best friend like you, Kelsey.
Thank goodness he has Kelsey. So then we cut to Cycloptor doing a jumping tornado tombstone pile driver to a rock.
Down like A waterfall?
There's at least a waterfall near him.
Or is it like a gusty vortex, like a Legend of Zelda air tornado?
It might be that one. But he comes down and he hits the boulder on the ground and it explodes. And he literally goes, I rule! And Seti's like, you do rule.
And that's the best move that I have to teach you.
That's the final karate move. That's the last one, and you mastered it.
You know all of the karate.
Including the jumping, spinning, tombstone pile driver. And he's like, okay, cool, what's next, though? He's like, no. That's the last move. I've taught you everything I know. You're even stronger than me now. And it's a Cyclops' heel turn. And he's like, hey, I guess I don't need you around anymore.
This is also a close-up on just his giant eye. Worth Keeter loves these extreme eye close-ups.
It's a little weird. It's not as bad as when they kept just being like, here's everybody talking. Here's Joel's face. He's just right up in Joel's business. But it is just like kind of jarring. Because back when he was talking with Kelsey, it was like close-up on his face. Like his eyes.
And it's like, I can understand why you would want to do that with a human actor. So you can see, like, the facial acting in the eyes. This is a monster suit. It does not change. It's just close in on that eye. And he's like, I have no use for you, old man. And just, like, arm drags him.
Yeah, and he throws him on the ground. And he's like, ugh. And then we cut to him destroying the city. He just grabs a car and throws it through a building.
Yeah.
Just, like, straight up. Right away, Carter shows up, and we were hoping that he was just going to shoot him once and he'd fall down again. But instead, he shoots him with his bike cycle. What's the bike cycle called?
The rescue cycle? Lightspeed cycle.
I think it might be the lightspeed cycle. He shoots him on that, and then he doesn't do anything.
He literally goes, the mosquito's out today? Got him.
Got him. You burnt, Carter. And then the Rangers get beat up. They just get super duper beat up.
There's no Chad.
Chad is not here.
Chad is not with them.
Because he went to go find Tomoshiro to like apologize or like to get him to come to his senses. And he finds him like clung to a tree, just like, oh no. And he's like,
because it wasn't just any like arm drag takedown. It was the strongest arm drag takedown in the world.
Yeah. And he's like, Sensei, are you okay? And he's like, no, I'm an old man, and he threw me on the ground real hard. I probably hurt my lumbago.
I can dish it out, but I can't take it, Chad.
I'm past my prime. He gets him up. We cut back to the Rangers fighting, getting beat up more. Cut back. And Carter's like, Chad, we need your help. And he's like, okay, I'm on my way. And he looks over to Sensei. He's like, hey, are you good? Because I have to go. And he's like, no, you probably forgot all your training. And Chad's like, no.
Another extreme close-up on Chad. He's like, I've been training the whole time.
I train all the time. I do karate every day for my new job where I'm a Power Ranger. And he's like, show me. So they do a fight. And it's pretty good, but it only lasts like a minute because Chad like trips him and
knocks him down. Oh, no.
Oh, two times. That's way too many for an old man like me. I'm like 95. But also, you just got beat up. Like, so bad that you couldn't get up for a couple minutes. Like, don't get right into a fight, Tomoshiro. That's a bad call.
He sucks, right?
Like, a little bit he sucks. I like where he ends up in the episode, but, like, a little bit he sucks right now. So Chad's like, all right, I gotta go. And he's like, yeah, go. What are you waiting for? He's like, well, you just told me to not go.
I was waiting for you. You had to fight me before I could go.
So Chad shows up, and he's like, hey, I'm going to kick your ass. And he's like, fine, bring it on, Chad. And so Chad does not morph, which is awesome. And hey, I don't know if you guys know this. Chad's real good at fighting.
He's very good at karate, you could imagine that.
He's super good at karate. He might be in that Johnny Young Bosch tier.
If they let him fight unmorphed more, I think he'd be there.
Yeah, for sure.
He's very good.
He's toy. He does a lot of very creative stuff in this. Like he does like this spin kick that misses, but it lands his foot on a ledge. So he like pivots off of that and kicks off the wall into Cyclopter. It's like a lot of cool stuff like that. It's a really good fight.
Yeah.
And he ends up beating Cyclopter because he's Chad. He's a Power Ranger.
It's not even a Power Ranger right now, though. He's just Chad.
He's just Chad.
Which rules. It's so cool.
Yeah, Power Rangers unmorphed fighting is always going to be better than Power Rangers morphed fighting, no matter what.
Yeah. Like,
that's just always going to be a hard and fast rule. So Cyclops stands up and is like, well, hold on a minute, punk. And then does a, like an arm movement and summons up a big fork.
A big like tuning fork staff.
A big tuning fork.
Because it's only got the two prongs at the end.
Yeah.
It's wrapped in a bunch of bandanas.
It looks like it's made of bamboo. Like it's green.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's also
like,
a weapon. I'm surprised he can even touch it.
You'd think he'd be weak to it. He's not a weapon type. He's a fist type.
Yeah.
They're weak to weapon types. So he is like, I'm gonna beat you guys up now that I got a stick. And Chad's like, I guess you just don't learn. And he morphs and he gets, it's all the pieces are there. And he goes, Lightspeed, rescue. If he would have said it's morphin' time, that would have been so much cooler.
Yeah, Lightspeed Rescue is just, it's a bad call.
Is it literally the worst possible version?
Is it the worst? I don't know.
One of the things
I don't know if it's the worst. It is 100% the least creative.
Yeah.
I think it might be the worst. Shift into Turbo.
Shift into Turbo rules.
It's morphin' time, obviously, for like four seasons.
Yeah.
Shift into Turbo.
Let's Rock It.
Let's Rock It is a great one.
Go Galactic is even good.
Go Galactic's okay. This is the worst one so far.
Maybe one of the things we could rank is Morph Calls. I'm sure there's like a video compilation of all of them.
Was it Samurai where they go back to Morphin Time?
I don't know if it's Samurai.
It's definitely in Megaforce.
I think it's Megaforce that. No, I think Megaforce is like really long and weird. I know Dino Charge is Morphin Time again.
Okay.
It might.
I think Megaforce was too, because it had all the like
the old
season
ones?
One
yeah.
throwbacks.
They finally realized that like that's where the money is.
Yeah.
The money's in Morphin Time and not trying to make up your own cool thing.
Yeah.
For a show that like people are going to like, but not love probably the same way. I don't want to cast aspersions on any later seasons, but Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin style Power Rangers was literally the most popular thing in the world for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Until Pokemon came around. And it's never got there again. So that's a bummer.
I think the problem is like, it's, I mean, Power Rangers just is now. It was the most popular thing in the world
because
when
brand
it was
new. Yeah.
And it can't be new again. Even if it went away and came back, it can't be new again.
No, I think there's somewhere, there's a way that Power Rangers can be the coolest thing in the world again, right? It never really stopped being the coolest thing in the world, but like...
Right, but people stopped
liking it.
Accepting that it was.
But I think there is something they could do to like make it, give it like that second wave of enormous popularity. And I would think they were hoping it was going to be the movie, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And they just did an auction for all like the movie props and suits, so they're probably not making a second one, which is kind of a bummer. But also, they're probably going to reboot it in 3 years.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, unless they heard all the bad suit feedback and they were like, what if we do those again? We just do those over.
That's true. The only thing I've seen sold is the suits. So if they're just selling the suits, they're probably like, you're going to get new ones so we can make new toys.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they're not going to just do the same suits again. Yeah. They're going to be different.
That would be ridiculous. Spider-Man doesn't even look the same between his first two Spider-Man movies. And that's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So anyway... Chad pulls out his V-Lancer, and Carter draws a gun on Cyclopter, and Cyclopter's like, what? And Chad's like, no, Carter, this is my fight. He does that whole thing. And then they do...
Carter's like, okay, but like, if you need us to shoot him, just let me know.
Which is another great Carter moment. He's like, okay, I'll let you have this, but I am going to shoot him if he wins. Like, just like we're not going to just like take that as he's gonna do whatever he wants now if he beats you. I hope that's cool. So they do a fight. It's not a very long fight. It's literally two hits from the V-Lancer, and then he dies. And then we cut back to the palace, and Bumbleman's like, ah, Jinxer! And he's like, right, I'm on it. And he throws a trap card into the wet meat, and he grows. And now he's big. And then Chad calls the Megazord. Does not even say Omega Megazord. Just straight up says Mega Megazord.
Give me that Mega Megazord with that sweet Megazordite attached to it.
Yep. All that. I just want the Omega Zord.
I don't know why they didn't do that.
The Omegazord has got to be
a whole room of people that named this thing. I think that's how TV works.
Usually, yeah. In this case, it might have been like Saban going, "This is what's going to sell the most toys," and that's it. Yeah. But I kind of doubt that.
We need two Megas in there.
I think what happened was they said the Omega Megazord. What should we call that? And someone was like, the Omegazord, and they went, it's got to be more specific so we can trademark it. That's
a very Saban thing.
Yeah.
Because when they were first trying to name Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, they went through a whole bunch of stuff. And Saban literally was like, no, it has to be something power. It has to be this many syllables.
Yeah. And the problem, if that is the case, where he's like, it has to be more specific so we can, like, for trademarks and marketing or whatever, is that they own the word Zord.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't need to go any farther. Like, as soon as you put Zord on it, it's yours. Nobody else can touch that. The Omega Zord is the greatest name ever.
And we'll never see it.
Son of a bitch.
They went with the Omega Megazord.
Someday, we're going to get an Omega Zord. It better be awesome. Better be rad as hell. So, they get in their Megazord, and they fight. He does something. I don't remember what he does, but Chad's like, he's using Sensei's moves. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't. He did like a kick. He kicked him.
And then they're like, okay, good. We'll have to like keep an eye out for that. And then they kill him.
Here's what happens. It's a blink and you miss it. And I don't even know if it was intentional or not.
I definitely blunked then.
But Carter is like, oh, I guess we have to use his moves to beat him too. And he like does a neck crack. And then we cut out to the fight and they judo hip toss Cycloptor.
Okay, I missed
It's so quick.
I missed the judo hip toss because I saw the... We'll have to do something about it, and I was like, gonna type a note.
Yeah, and they then hip toss him, and then they cross him out with their staff.
And then he died. I was like, oh, okay. Since his moves are not very effective against Megazords, I guess.
So it is a callback, but you have to be looking for it, I guess.
I guess. We cut back to the lab, and Chaz sulky, and he's looking at his karate trophies. And Joel comes in. He's like, hey, what are you doing?
What are you sad about?
What are you sad about?
Why are you sad, Chad?
Why are you sad, Chad? And Chad's like, well, I'm sad, Chad, because Sensei probably still thinks I suck for being a Power Ranger. And Joel's like, I mean, who cares if he does? Like, you're a Power Ranger. You saved the day today, you know?
Joel says a pretty good line, which is like, you can't help how other people are going to feel about you.
Yeah.
Like, some people just aren't going to like you.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that.
That's life.
It's going to happen. And then Kelsey knocks on the door, and in what is, I don't want to say like an adult joke, but like definitely not a joke for the age group that this show is aimed at. She's like, everybody decent? Like, hey, are you guys naked in here?
It's so weird that she thought that, I mean, she only thinks Chad is in there. She doesn't know Joel's in there.
No.
That's fine. And the door is wide open. She walks all the way in and looks at them and then asks, is everyone decent?
Everyone decent? It's just like, it's like a fun joke that's like, hey, they're adults. Like, you know, they can joke about, I guess, if you're baiting in there or something. I don't know.
They can just joke about if you're out, if your wiener's out.
If you're just hanging brain. It's his room. He's allowed to do that. And also, she just walked in, so she's not like worried about seeing it or anything. But then, obviously, they're all clothed. It's a kid's show. Nobody's wieners are out. Okay, so the reason that she wants to make sure that nobody's wieners are out is because a sensei's here, and he's in like a blazer and like a button up and presumably nice pants. I didn't look. And he's like, hey, he's got like a badge, like a visitor badge. And he's like, is it too late to take the tour of the late speed action base TMTM by the toy? And Chad's like, he just smiles. He's like, no, let's do it.
Well, first, Kelsey has to do a very harsh head nod.
That she does. She's like, huh?
Take him to the tour.
Take him to the tour.
Take him down this hallway.
Kelsey, please be careful of your neck. I know your neck muscles are very strong. They might be so strong they could break your neck.
You're going to shake your brain out of your ears.
So then he does a little tour. We don't really see any of it. It just like ends up in the main command room. And Dr. Fairweather and Captain Mustache come up and he introduces them. He's, this is Captain Mustache and Dr. Fairweather. This is my sensei. And they like do a little like bow. And This is my favorite moment of Tomashiro.
Yeah, I love this a lot.
He looks at, he doesn't, because Chad doesn't introduce who they are, just like who they are.
This is their names. Yeah.
This is them. That's it. And then he looks at them and goes, my student here is the Blue Power Ranger.
It's like, did you know?
Hey, let me brag on him for a second. He's the Blue Power Ranger. And this is also great, is Dr. Fairweather goes, congratulations.
That's great news.
And then Captain Mustache is like, that's awesome. Like, I mean, you know what he says. But they just totally play along with it.
Yeah.
And then Chad's like a little embarrassed. And then, like, I don't know. In my head, he just pinches Chad's cheek, and I don't remember.
I think they just bow at each other.
Okay. And that's where the episode ends. It's really cute. Yeah. It's a real cute ending. So you started.
Yeah.
I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say, I think the best is the end. Is the very end. I just thought that was really cute.
I do like the end. It is very, maybe the cutest ending in Power Rangers we've had in a long time.
In a while, for sure.
But my favorite part of the episode is that unmorphed Chad fight.
That was really good.
So I have to give it to that.
I'm going to give it to Dr. Fairweather and Captain Mustache playing along and being like proud of Chad. And
it was close toward the end, because as they were taking the tour, I was like, no Dr. Fairweather this episode.
That might be the worst.
But there she came.
There she is.
And she pulled it off. And in a pinch, she was like, hey, I could be a really great part of this episode in 1 minute.
Right? In like a second. Clutch play. The worst I'm going to say is, I don't know.
I think it's Tomashiro up until Chad beats Cyclopter.
I don't think we mentioned it, but he is there at the fight, like watching the fight
happen.
Yeah,
he does see Chad, unmorphed Chad,
yeah,
beat a monster with his real human feet.
With his feet and hands. It's pretty great. He was real rude.
I think specifically my worst is that he's like, what is the word I'm looking for? I am so disappointed that you're a Power Ranger. That's the worst.
That is bull honky.
Can you imagine being like, oh, my student just went and became a Power Ranger? Ugh. Isn't that gross? Can you believe it?
Ugh, saving the day because driving a giant robot? What a loser.
He's a disgrace.
I think I'm gonna give my worst to specifically him showing up in the cold open to neg Chad and leave.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Like, that's the absolute worst.
He went out of his way to be like, you disgust me, Chad.
He's unless he's taking a shortcut to the milk box store, there's no reason he should be there at all.
No. Like, except to shame Chad in front of his friends.
Except to, like, dunk on Chad for a second. And the MVP is Chad.
Oh, in a walk.
Super duper Chad.
Yep.
I love Chad episodes because they are always very goofy. And they're very, like, kind of out there. Like, this is not, like, a Power Rangers, like, mythology plot.
Yeah. I mean, his teacher trains the monster for five minutes of this episode. It's
just real goofy. It's, like, the last time it's, like, this dude named Brian wants to beat me up. Like, that's
the plot. He wants to beat me up so bad that he became a Frankenstein to do it.
This is the opposite of Frank and Brian, sort of.
Yeah.
It turns out to be... No, it kind of is, because at the end, Brian comes back to the good side, but in the end, Cyclopter goes to the bad side. Is the anti-Brian.
I like Chad episodes because we get to see how good Chad actually is.
That's also true. MVP is definitely Chad. Now we got to rank this episode. Last time I said I was going to make it a Google Drive. I think I deleted that from the actual episode, but I said it, and I didn't.
You didn't. I was in there today looking at the Pokemon spotlights.
Well,
just to make sure.
Whoopsie doodle. Maybe this is the time. Maybe between this and the next one. So let's talk about Frank and Brian.
Okay.
Frank and Brian is number 9.
Okay.
Better or worse than Frank and Brian?
I think it's going to be close. I thought, probably until about the middle, that this was going to be the worst episode. I did not like the first half of this episode at all.
If this whole episode rested on how much of a jerk Tomashiro was, this would be bottom 4 easily.
Yeah.
Like,
but it comes around and you need that bad first half to earn the second half.
Yeah.
So as a whole, the episode is, I think, actually pretty good.
Yeah. And I think the stuff that's, it's not quite the halfway mark. It's a little bit before that, like, is when the training of Cyclopter starts. And that's when I was like, oh, I get it. This is a weird one. Okay, cool. So I feel like it's better than Frank and Brian.
I think I can agree with that.
Right above Frank and Brian is last week's episode, The Fifth Crystal. With aggressive inline Kelsey fighting and Casey Jones' grandma.
She did do some skitching in that.
She did skitch. That episode has not been out for more than a couple hours when we're recording this, so no idea if anyone knows what skitching is. Again, if you don't, please tell us what you think it is.
I mean, if you watched the episode and we talked about skitch, I think you could put together probably, what a good skitching is. Probably puzzle it together.
The word feels like what it is, I'll tell you that. You don't have to go far. But I think this was also... It had a similar deal, right? Where, like, the old person came around at the end after being a jerk.
It's kind of the same.
This is just...
I think this one might be done better.
I think it's done a little bit better. And I
do like Kelsey's rad grandma more than Chad's grumpy teacher.
Yes.
Which, that's not fair. I'm comparing her at her best to him at his worst.
Right.
But... I mean, when he came around, he just put a blazer on.
He was very genial and, like, a proud grandpa.
He didn't go rollerblading with Chad.
No, but he did try to show off to his bosses who made him a Power Ranger.
That is true. That was very charming.
Also, this episode, the thing that this episode had over the last episode is Kelsey asked Chad's best friend, constantly being like, hey, let me straighten you out. Like, you seem like you are getting kind of weird and you're being, like, real stubborn about this thing and you should, like, fix that. Last week that Carter was kind of there, but Carter didn't have the same effect.
Carter told her grandma off.
Yeah,
and she was like, oh, I guess he's right.
Not the same. I think it's better than that.
I do think it's better than that.
Above that is Olympias Ascends, which is when Olympias infiltrated the base.
I don't remember a lot of that one.
When he was like turning into all the Rangers.
Oh, right.
And he was like, hi, I'm Kelsey and I'm fine.
I'm always yelling like,
what's
this?
Up, Carter? I'm back and fine. I'm Kelsey. He's like, okay.
Sure, Kels.
It's like, and then it was like, Dana's like, hi, Dad, I'm Dana. Remember from before?
I'm your daughter, Dana.
He's like, yeah.
Definitely not Olympias, Dad.
Dad? I
think it's better than that.
I think it's better than that one. And above that is Strength of the Sun, which is the first episode of the Max Solar Zord, where Ryan steals it. Also, the main point of that is also the very end, where he's like, in the hospital, and Captain Mustache comes up, is like, hey, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I think it's about as good as that.
Yes. Is it one better? I almost made it.
So close.
Is it one better than that or one worse than that?
I mean, this is fresher, so I want to say one better.
Same.
Because above Strength of the Sun is from Deep in the Shadows, which is the first part of the Ryan saga.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's as good as that.
I don't think so. Because
that had
either.
Like a lot of good stuff. So I think, yeah, right above Strength of the Sun, right below From Deep in the Shadows, is The Chosen Path.
You know what would be wild is if at the end of the season somebody watched them in the order that we ranked them.
Oh, hey, someone do that. I will PayPal you $25 if you do that. So that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you next week, and next week we will be back with two episodes, Monday and Friday. So we are coming back with, I believe, Lightspeed again. That'll be Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Rescue Ray.
It's been so long. I forgot what the point means.
What?
Just point at me again.